Linda in New York needs some help with a question about whether to take on a remodeling project or not in this economy. What can we do for you, Linda?
I live in New York City suburb, and in this recession era when housing and values and prices are faltering, is it wise to invest approximately $50,000 into a new kitchen?
Okay. Well, look, I don't think you have to spend 50 grand on a new kitchen in this market. I think there's probably less expensive things that you can do. Unless your kitchen is really, really dated. How old is your house?
From 1947.
Oh, is it the original 1947 kitchen?
No. We have new appliances, the stainless steel, granite countertop and granite floors, and the very inexpensive laminate cabinets. The problem with it is it's a very tiny kitchen, and we thought to expand into a room adjoining the kitchen that is a little sitting room.
All right, so this is more than just remove and replace of cabinets. You're really talking about a major remodel here. Yeah, totally new layout. Well, look, we don't want to tell you to spend a whole lot of money on the house right now, but I will say that if you're going to choose one thing to do, a kitchen or a bathroom always gives you the best return on investment. But I would say tone it down. Don't go luxury everything. You know, be realistic based on the market today and choose products that are going to still give you a good-looking kitchen, you know, without spending a whole lot of money. So I would tone down the granite countertops, the Corian tops, you know, the real expensive appliances, maybe reuse what you have.
I still think that those solid surfacing or even natural stone countertops are a huge selling point when people are in the market, you know, especially if you've got something that's neutral in coloration that will work with all types of, you know, paint colors and choices that a new homeowner might make coming in the future. And remember, you know, your previous owners in the house that you're in, you know, they made a bad decision in putting a super expensive countertop on a very inexpensive cabinet. You want to make sure that you sort of match up because you don't want the cabinet to, you know, not last as long as your countertop is going to.
Yeah, but I just don't think it's a good time to do a luxury upgrade. I would be very budget conscious if I was going to do this. I would either not do it or I'd be very budget conscious. And if I was going to not do it, you may want to think about, you know, other ways to make a small kitchen look big. You may want to think
lighter
about some
colors.
Yep.
Different window treatments.
Replacing the doors with ones that have clear glass, lighting, you know, improving. Well, you said the floor and the countertops are great. So, you know, changing the hardware on the cabinets, you know, adding dimmers, that sort of thing.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate your help.
All right, Linda, hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY. But yeah, I just don't feel like it's a good time to do a luxury upgrade right now.
You know, meanwhile, our neighbors just pulled up a dumpster. They're about to take on a major kitchen remodel. It's just amazing to me that
there's
I'm seeing...
There's no recession on Leslie Street.
It's amazing. New houses are going up. People are doing construction projects and big ones. But, you know, it's just so interesting that people are tackling such huge projects right now.
Well, maybe it's a positive sign of a soon-to-return economy. We can all hope.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.